McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Pro-government fighters in Yemen attacked and killed a senior al-Qaeda leader and three other people in a convoy in the southern Abyan province today. Ali Abed al-Rab bin Talab, better known as Abu Anwar, was a chief judge for the extremist group in Yemen. He survived a previous suspected U.S. drone attack in 2014. Both al-Qaeda and the Islamic State have made inroads in the strategic port city of Aden, with militant attacks targeting the pro-government officials escalating in recent months. Meantime, people around the world welcomed the new year 2016 with hopes for less violence, less terrorism, and improved economic conditions. In spite of warnings about possible plots that caused heightened concerns in many population centers, New Year celebrations went off almost everywhere, happy and untroubled. In Munich, trains ran on time this first day of the new year. Police in southern Germany lifted a terrorism alert in the city hours after evacuating two train stations to prevent a feared New Year's Eve suicide attack by extremists from the IS group. Government officials say it was not a false warning. Authorities are still trying to determine what caused an inferno at a high-rise luxury hotel in downtown Dubai that burned during the city's New Year's Eve fireworks extravaganza. VOA's Margaret Bashir is spending the holiday in Dubai.
Authorities here are saying that the internal parts of the hotel were not gutted by the fire. That I think they had a very advanced sort of sprinkler system that seems to have kept the fire from spreading internally. But the facade is really badly damaged on the north side of the building.
The fire at the Address Hotel provided a dramatic real-life scene as thousands of people were gathered to watch the fireworks display going on across the street. It's located near the Burj Khalifa, the tallest building in the world. This is VOA News. An explosion struck the Afghan capital of Kabul Friday evening. One person was killed, 11 others wounded. The Taliban has claimed responsibility and said one of its suicide bombers carried out the attack. They claimed the target was a foreign restaurant. The blast hit a central residential area of the city, which is home to many Afghan officials and where guest houses are frequently located. A brief statement sent to VOA in Islamabad by a Taliban spokesman claimed heavy casualties were inflicted, but did not give the number of attackers involved. A manhunt is underway in Tel Aviv after an unidentified gunman killed two people and wounded at least three others on a busy street in Israel's largest city. Security footage aired on Israeli television showed the assailant, who appeared to be in his mid to late 20s and wore protective eyeglasses and a windbreaker, browsing at a delicatessen on the street before pulling a gun from his backpack, stepping back and opening fire. Meantime, Israel has transferred the bodies of 23 Palestinians killed during a recent wave of attacks on Israelis to Palestinian towns and villages in the West Bank in an apparent bid to ease tensions. The U.S. Justice Department has arrested a New York State resident accused of planning a New Year's Eve attack in the name of the Islamic State group. During an initial court appearance, 25-year-old Emmanuel Lutschman was charged with attempting to provide material support to the IS. Court records describe him as a self-professed Muslim convert with a criminal history dating back to approximately 2006, as well as previous mental health arrests. A statement said the defendant, claiming to receive direction from an overseas Islamic State member, planned to commit an armed attack against civilians in the Rochester, New York area. Court records said Lutschman had armed himself with knives, a machete, and ski masks. India's capital begins the new year with an experiment on how to try to cut down the air pollution. Beginning today, cars with odd-numbered license plates were allowed on New Delhi streets on odd-numbered days. Cars with even-numbered license plates are allowed on even-numbered days. This is a two-week trial. It ends January 15th and is designed to limit the number of private cars on the capital's streets. The drivers seem to be following the rules today. However, many skeptics note that it is, in fact, a holiday. So they'll be seeing how that works out. Natalie Cole, daughter of jazz legend Nat King Cole, who carved out her own success with R&B hits like This Will Be and Our Love before triumphantly twining their legacies, has died. She was 65.
Unforgettable. In every way.
Cole was a Grammy winner in her own right, and here comes her father's voice.
And forevermore.
And forevermore.
That's the latest world news from VOA.